Okay, ask Catherine. A lot of questions today. Hi, Catherine. Thank you for your courage and vision. On May 9th, at more than one time in various news stations, coverage of Trump's meeting with the Russians, there was also a briefly featured picture of Kissinger and Trump, though I'm not sure they were in the same room, but the optics were the same at the same time. There was no coverage of what or why they were going on with Kissinger and Trump, only the coverage of the Russian meeting at the White House. What do you make of it? Also, on a couple of recent commentaries, you mentioned people in the administration not being inhuman. Is there some place or report on the website where you talk about how to recognize inhuman, unhuman, transhuman, alien? Thank you. Kissinger is one of, in those horror movies where you hold up the cross to basically back off the vampire. Kissinger was being used by Trump in that way. Basically, Trump was having the Russians in. He was meeting with the Russians, and he was using Trump. I mean, he was using Kissinger as a former Secretary of State and someone respected by the establishment to basically say, "Look, I have a faction of the establishment advising me and backing me on this, and and you better stand down because if you criticize this." You're basically not just taking on me, but taking on the establishment. So he's basically using Kissinger to shut the shriekometer up, if you will. He's also been using Rice that way. Not to say that they aren't advising him and giving him sort of advice from one section of the more Rockefeller faction of the Republican Party. So it's air cover in dealing with the deep state. When I said that people were inhuman, I didn't mean they were not human. But I think there's a real issue of whether we're going to have a human culture and inhuman culture. And the neocons are consistently promoting something which I believe is inhuman. But I don't mean that in a in the sense that they're not as a species. Human beings, I think they are. I just think they have their empathy gene turned off. Question: what was the motive for creation of the 9/11 disruption event? Answer: to allow quick passage of the Homeland Security Act. Question: what was the motive for passing the Homeland Security Act? Answer: to remove the individual's right to habeas corpus, individual's right to a speedy trial by jury, and there it is hidden in plain sight to all who are paying attention in politics. Little is left to chance, and there is a line every level in the government. I would say the passage of the Homeland Security Act was one of many, many agendas. The 9/11 event was highly stacked. There were hundreds of actions related to financial fraud enforcement, legislation, moving the black budget on budget. Between the Homeland Security and Patriot Act, I would say that the control and concentration of cash flow and credit was, a significant part of the agenda. Hi, Catherine. I too am leery about Bitcoin. I came across the following interesting article by Charles Savoy, author of Silver Stealers. I thought I would share it with you and your members. Good, thank you. Yes, Bitcoin is an insecure infrastructure and it's highly speculative. I've read in part the book by Charles Savoy called The Silver Stealers. I will not suggest you read this lengthy book, as I know you have a stockpile of books to read, although it is incredible information. And the following link is well worth listening to and passing on to your members. Okay, I'll check it out. Hi, Catherine. I'm working on a report which will detail opportunities to unwind the legacy FFELP ABS and FFELP in general. I've spent most of my journalism career to date focused on non-agency RMBS, ABS, CDOs, and derivatives. Then I started reaching student loans, and I couldn't agree more with the following statement you made in your September 2011 piece regarding William Diefendurfer. Quote, I thought I'd seen the worst that financial fraud could do to America. I was wrong. What has happened in the student loan industry over the last 15 years is worse than anything I've seen before. And then they go on with a very long detailed thing, which we'll have in the notes, but I won't repeat here. I've been researching the sector for quite a while now, and I just came across your work a few weeks ago. The vested interests run extremely deep. I've never seen anything like it. I hope you can speak with me on this topic off the record is completely fine. I will reach out to you as soon as things calm down a little bit. So I thank you for the note. Dear Miss Fitz, a big thank you for speaking at the lunch in Pasadena on Saturday, May 6th. As a brand new subscriber, I was thrilled to attend, meet fellow subscribers, and hear your thoughts on our questions. I'm in awe that after all you've been through, you're so active in public. So many people are afraid to talk about money or pursue their passion, especially after a traumatic incident. Thank you for boldly sharing insightful information. I subscribe not only to gain clarity and a sense of community, but to ensure I run my own company responsibly and not turn into the crazy creature my parent company has morphed into. This situation is like a microcosm of global situations where large companies and governments make nonsense, irrational, and cruel decisions in realms of vagueness, blindness, and denial. I like to apply what I learned from Solaria to break those dysfunctional patterns of ill treatment towards people, to create a business that honors and supports people so they can shine and enjoy their work and their lives. I'm hoping this small endeavor will have a positive ripple effect, but I wonder, with the constraints and paradigms of our current reality, is it possible to create a fabulous, well-functioning local business in this mad world? Perhaps this is just a common challenge many conscious leaders face maneuvering in this realm. Yes, it is possible, but you do have to be value-based, and you need to limit what you can do to people of high integrity who appreciate that they're dealing with economic and spiritual warfare. So you need, as a team, to get good at both, and it takes a lot of patience. I was someone coming out of Wall Street that was used to working at very high speed, and I've had to learn to work at very low speed in this kind of environment. Catherine, I've been subscribing for almost a year and have listened to you on various radio shows for a number of years, Coast to Coast, Caravan, etc. My main question is about pensions and how to fight to get what I was promised. I've worked at a union in the printing industry for over 34 years. Back in the early 80s, digital imaging systems were mainly located in pre-press companies and lasted through 1996 when the Mac and Photoshop became viable options. The union remained fairly strong until the 2008 financial depression, when companies consolidated or closed. I have seen both the positive and negative aspects of union. Just to express a realistic view of the system, the pension I was promised is now in critical status, possible insolvency. At 60, this changes what my potential retirement would look like. I'm unable to collect anything until 65. What options do I have to collect as much of what I had been promised over the year and counted on in my financial planning? I would need to know a lot more about the specific situation to give you any ideas. The reality is, my guess is if you do, whatever you do, you need leverage, and you're only going to get leverage with audits and transparency and even litigation. So you need to dive in and figure out what happened and what went wrong and find a way within it to get leverage. And you continue, I'm working to write to my representatives. I believe if the government can bail out the banks, it should protect the people who have produced throughout their working lives. I agree with you. That is certainly is a financial matter. If you can bail out the banks, you can bail out the pensions. The reality is the bailout of the banks was really to refinance out all the securities fraud that was used essentially to steal the equivalent of our pension funds. And my guess is if you look at what got drained out of the back of pension funds in the 2008, that was part of it. So I do believe as a political matter that there was an intentional plan to steal the equivalent of our pensions. So, whether or not you can get a bailout, I think it's a very tough road unless you get enough people organized to do it. Due to my reaction to the dot-com bust in 2001, 2002, I've not been in the stock market since that time. At this point with low interest rates, do you have any recommendations on what to do with savings that are earning little interest? Is paying down debt a good way to go? Disintermediation is always good. It shrinks risk. What that means is, yes, paying off debt, I think, is always a good plan. I hate to see money sitting around in the bank earning zero when you could pay off debt that you're paying 2, 3, 4, 5, 6% on. So I almost always like paying debt, but at the same time, I don't know what's best for an individual without knowing your specifics. The other thing, if you listen to the equity overview, I talk about hedged equity, and I think hedged equity is a way to stay invested in the stock market and avoid the big drops. Interestingly enough, at the Wealth Summit, Family Wealth Summit that I was speaking with in California, there were about four speakers, all who proposed hedged equity. So we were all sort of singing from the same page, but we didn't even realize it. They said resending the email from March 15th, still didn't receive any report. What is that? I don't know what that is. If you sent me something about an email on March 15th, could you send it back? I don't know what that is. Ah, oh, I know. Somebody's asking for a hard copy of the wrap-up. They said they haven't received it. Hard copies are extra. They don't come automatically. We don't mail them automatically unless you sign up during a promotion, and then we'll send you one for that promotion. We are considering creating a premium subscription where you will automatically get a hard copy, but we won't do that until after we launch the new website. The target date is this summer.